This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.
This is Andy Michael, and tell me more about stink bugs. Are there more than one kind of stink bug?
Yeah, we see several types of stink bug species in soybean. We're entering that time where the reproductive stage, we're starting to see, we should see a lot of blooms on there, starting to see pod formation. And the same reason we go soybean for those pods is the same reason that stink bugs go in there. But for the most part, they are pod feeders. They like to feed on that developing seed. And you'll see, you know, three or four different species of stink bugs in there. We have the common green, the brown, there's a red-shouldered stink bug, and then we also see some presence of the new invasive, the brown marmorated stink bug.
So do we need to count them all separately as we look at the threshold to be concerned with stink bugs, or are they all as a group when it comes to that part of it?
Well, that's kind of the good news, is that even though there's three or four different species that might be present in soybean at any one time, including adults and nymphal stages, and sometimes it's difficult to identify stink bugs because the nymph stages, which are sort of babies of the adult stink bugs, look very different than the adult stink bugs. When you're looking for trying to assess whether or not you need an application, you can lump all those together, and it's just we have a stink bug threshold, a lumping stink bug threshold. We don't have specific stink bug, we don't have thresholds for the specific species.
So what is the big picture lump number?
Well, what we want to do is use the sweep nets are the best way to take a look at and assess the population presence. Take a set of 10 sweeps, do that maybe 5 times, and our threshold is 4 stink bugs per 10 sweeps. So if you do the sweeping 10 times and you see 4 or more stink bugs, whether it's a green or brown or any combination thereof, that's an indication that you might be over threshold.
And if we are over threshold, what are they doing to the soybean plant? We talked about aphids and the way they bite and suck on them and take sap. What do stink bugs do?
Well, what stink bugs like to do is feed directly on their pod. They have piercing, sucking mouthparts just like an aphid, but instead of the stem and the leaf, they're going to feed right on that developing seed and get all that nutrients, the sugars, and the proteins that what we're growing the soybean for, right? So what we'll end up with are, and they have a unique biology where they'll pierce through the pod, find that developing seed, add some of their digestive enzymes, and suck all that stuff out like a straw. And what growers are left with are small, shriveled beans that aren't going to be germinating, aren't going to be good for yield, and actually yield quality too. That's why we recommend the growers that are growing soybean for yield quality or seed quality or need high-quality beans, we recommend to have that threshold to 2 stink bugs per 10 sweeps just because of the higher damage on the quality that these pests can cause.
Now, any chance that we're going to get aphids and stink bugs at the same time, and any chance that the same insecticide happens to work on both?
Yes and yes. So the short answers to that question. Usually we see aphids peak around mid-August, late August or so. And where it's difficult to know where the damaging stages of soybean or the stink bugs are, usually R3, R4 stages are when we see the majority of stink bugs coming in and where the majority of the damage might occur. So right now, August, I say, is the critical month for insect scouting for soybean pests, for aphids and stink bugs.
And thank you, Dr. Andy Michael. This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.